Justin Osagen is with me from the Clover Valley area. Thanks for being with us this morning, Justin.
Oh, good morning to you.
And would you have it any other way? You told me it was 22 below this morning, 26 below yesterday morning.
You know, it's where we live, right?
That's right.
And if it were, you know, if we had winter temperatures that were never below 30, that would be kind of nice, but also kind of wrong. And we'd know that we were in for big trouble if that's how winter shaped up for us.
Right. And it is also getting rid of all the riffraff invasive. I mean, I know the emerald ash borer does poorly in winters when it sticks below 40 below. So I don't know if we're there yet.
Yep.
But
yep. We've not had one of those lows yet this year, but we sure need that cold weather because it really keeps invasive species from moving up from the south.
Yep. And you're just presumably staying tucked in up there in the woods. Tell us, I'm always amazed and just really happy to see how active the Clover Valley farmers are, and I think it sounds like you're not just twiddling your thumbs this winter.
You know, winter's actually a pretty busy time on farms. You know, we're not out there tilling the earth by any means, but, you know, our brains are full of dreams for the next year. We are busy planning the next year's market garden, ordering seeds, ordering trees and fruit plants, and really probably having a bigger dream than we can ever really accomplish the next summer. But I've got really exciting news, which is that we've got a sudden concentration of farmers here in the Clover Valley area.
Yeah.
And if your listeners don't know, Clover Valley is midway between Duluth and Two Harbors, and it's sort of the area that surrounds Homestead Road. But in the last few years, we've had a number of new market gardeners move into the area, and it occurred to me back in November, just as I was starting to take my break from last summer's market garden, I thought, you know, there's enough of us here now that we could work together and create something really neat. And I got to thinking, what's really neat? And my mind immediately went over to all of those beautiful farms over around Bayfield. You know, you go there at Apple Festival and you can drive from farm to farm, and it's this bucolic, you know, pastoral kind of scenery. And I thought, you know, that's what I want the North Shore of Lake Superior to be. I want us to be just like Bayfield. So we got together all of these little area farmers, and we've decided that we're going to replicate the Fruit Loop, which is there in Bayfield.
Okay.
A driving tour from farm to farm. But so each of these farmers, and we've got 8 or 9 people signed up right now, each of us will have a farm stand, a self-service farm stand, where the public can come and drive on a mapped tour from farm to farm and buy fresh fruit and produce and what we call value-added goods, which are like preserves and vinegar and, you know, items that we prepare, usually using like a cottage foods license.
Yes.
But we think this is a grand development, and we just got some grant funding from the state because the state of Minnesota is really interested in increasing local food production. And, you know, we, these farmers, we're the people that do that. So anyway, we've got a little assistance. Now, right now, we just have a very kind of general idea of what we want to do. We want to bring the public out to our farms where they can make purchases on the farm. And we're meeting about every month over the winter to solidify the idea, make sure that everyone's on board. We've got to develop a bunch of PR to let the public know, because if we all set up these farm stands and no one knows that they're here,
right,
then it's not going to be successful. And of course, you know, we want it to be successful right off the bat.
Right.
So we're working hard here and meeting, like I said, about once a month in one of our homes and knocking around a lot of fantastic ideas. Some of them are pipe dreams. Some of them are completely doable. We want this to be successful. We don't want to bite off more than we can chew. But everyone is super excited, including the non-farmer people who I've mentioned this to.
Uh-huh. Well, it is kind of a boon to your whole area, just for people to see, you know, what Clover Valley is. And like you said, like, just drive through it. I mean, it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful up there. And
one of the
really
things
exciting
that we are most excited about with this is that most of these farm stands are going to be open seasonally, which means when we've got stuff available to sell.
Right.
Basically from about June 1st until probably around October 1st. But, you know, the public doesn't need to wait for a farmer's market.
Right.
They could drive out on a random Tuesday or Thursday, visit some of our farm stands, buy some seasonal produce, buy some seasonal fruit, and not have to wait for that Saturday farmer's market in Two Harbors if they've run out between markets.
Right. I think that's a big deal, actually. I mean, I think that is the single limiting factor for many people that want to buy food is if they're not available at that time or it's just not a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a huge convenience factor to this. And, you know, it's a convenience factor not just for the consumer, but also for the farmer, for the producer.
Right.
It's a lot of work for us to load up our pickup trucks and haul everything into town. And, you know, sometimes we've got, you know, these tomatoes that are just perfect on a Wednesday. And we want to sell those on Wednesday when they're at their peak of deliciousness.
Right.
And if we wait till Saturday, maybe they're going to be a little bit past their prime. But this is a way that we can share our very best work with the public.
Yeah. Are these going to be stands sort of out on the roadside that are, there's no person at them? Or, I mean, if you have to sit at your stand, then that sort of takes away the time thing, right?
Yeah. You know, so periodically, since I started selling produce here, and that was about 5 years ago, I've set up a little self-service farm stand at the end of my driveway. I've had an honor payment box there where people look at the price, they dump in that amount of money.
Yep.
And so I've shared what I've been doing with the other farmers. And I said, you know, this has been really successful for me. I don't sit out there. I go out and I freshen up the stand each day. I kind of take off stuff that's looking a little tired. I add new stuff to it, but I don't sit out there all day long. And
yeah,
that's something that's really attractive to the other farmers because, of course, we're busy pulling weeds and, you know, tending to the crops that we're growing. And I've periodically, when I've had people come by my farm stand, I've run down the driveway if it's someone I know so that I can have a friendly neighborly chat. And so I do engage some of the visitors.
Yeah.
But I don't sit out there every moment that it's open.
Right.
So it's convenience for the consumer. It's convenience for the farmer to kind of have an unmanned but open generally 7 days a week farm stand.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally see how this is a win-win. How, and then I think you're right. That one of the key questions is just how can everybody know about it that's driving through? I mean, we can make people pretty aware who live here. That's the job of all of us. But then what about everybody else?
So I mentioned that we got a little bit of money from the state to help support this new initiative. And part of what we're hoping to do, and we've still got some hurdles that we need to sort out in terms of zoning and who owns property, but we're hoping to get some signage up that would direct the consumer, you know, to here's the start of the mapped tour, here's where you need to make a turn. We hope to get a website up. We're working on a little brochure that we could stick at various tourist information offices and, you know, maybe in some of the hotels in Two Harbors in Duluth. So I mentioned earlier that there are some moving parts and we're still figuring a lot of this out, but we've got our general idea in place. The devil's always in the details and we're working out a lot of those details. But we're going to make this happen this summer and we're all super excited about it.
That is really exciting. I am already out there with you, and I can tell you June 1st is going to come mighty quick, so you are pretty much busy as a bee all year as far as I can tell, and this is confirming that opinion.
Yeah. You know, life is exciting when you've got a dream, right? And my dream changes periodically, and right now the dream I'm working on is making these fruit stands and produce stands happen, right? So it's been great to get to see my farmer friends regularly during the winter, and I'm just expecting all kinds of good things to come out of this.
Yeah, well, more power to you, and we will revisit this as it gets closer to reality and also do our best to get the word out about it. What an exciting
that
development.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Great. Thanks, Katya.
We'll have you on again soon. You take care.
Sounds good. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Justin Osagen with really this new touring Clover Valley farm tour. I forget what to call it, but we will certainly be telling you more about that as the time gets closer. It's